Friday morning, and it is time to go beyond the playbook with us this morning. Matt Sabuda, good morning, Matt.
Good Friday morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning to you as well. The Bills, of course, now 5-1. Things got a little tight against the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. So before we get into this weekend's next test, what did you think about the Miami game?
Yeah, a little tight. I mean, that game was not at all satisfying, Jay. Watching the Bills beat Miami in that fashion was kind of like going out to dinner. You know, you're prepared to really enjoy it, but you just end up leaving full, and that's it. Mm-hmm. It did the job. It was an ugly win, but a win is a win. At the end of the game, the Bills did move to 5-1 for the first time in 11 years since Trent Edwards was quarterback. And have to mention that the student organization at Harvard called the Harvard Sports Analysis Collective, it's a mouthful, who found that at this point in their respective seasons, the Bills and Sabres have never had a better winning percentage at the same time. And Jay, I'm in second place in my first season ever of fantasy football, so you know, Matt Cohen, I'm coming for you. So, yeah, hope springs eternal and very real here in Buffalo sports these days. But where there is that hope, there's also a bit of a warning cloud that Bills fans will have to heed after last week's win, or at the very least just some perspective. The Dolphins, they're likely to be the worst or among the two or three worst teams in the league when all is said and done. So it's discouraging that the Bills, particularly the defense, let them compete for as long as they did. And, you know, I single out the defense because they've been the consistent strength for the Bills through the first five games. But it was also encouraging to see how Buffalo responded in the second half, particularly the players who just need to be the cornerstones of the Bills' future. And then I'm talking about Tre'Davious White and, to a lesser extent, Josh Allen. White's momentum-changing interception set up Allen and the offense to go on a 98-yard go-ahead touchdown drive to take the lead that they would never surrender. Overall, they'll take that win. And part of the reason, you know, I'm not overly worried at this point is that these types of games, they're going to be expected by a young team learning to win. And just hopefully they do just that and they learn to be more consistent in putting together 60 minutes of good football going forward.
Well, that learning to win takes another step this weekend. It's the underachieving 3-4 Philadelphia Eagles. How do you see the Bills responding to this?
Yeah, this game's going to be really interesting because while I hate to look too far ahead, if Buffalo can come away with a win to get to 6-1, they face arguably the league's second worst team, Washington, in the following week with a real chance to hit the midpoint of the season at 7-1. And I mentioned this possibility prominently because it's this scenario that you have to hope that these young Bills players aren't thinking too much about and not focusing enough on the task in front of them this weekend. And because of what seemed like a bit of a looking past the Miami game, I'd be remiss in, you know, not at least acknowledging this possibility. And despite an underwhelming 3-4 record, the Eagles, they are just two seasons removed from a Super Bowl championship with much of the same roster. And despite the offensive talent led by quarterback Carson Wentz, the Eagles' offense still ranks 23rd in total yards and 14th in points per game. Even after the Miami scare, the Bills' defense is still third best in both yards and points allowed. So this matchup has everything you'd look for in a bounce-back game for the Buffalo defense. But it's Josh Allen and the Bills' offense who continue to be mysterious and unpredictable. Allen, it's not been great statistically. He ranks 23rd in passing yardage and tied for 21st touchdown passes while having the worst grade in the league by Pro Football Focus on throws of over 20 yards. Not great. But, and there is a big but here, Pro Football Focus, they also grade Allen as the highest rated quarterback in the league in short and intermediate throws up to 20 yards. And after last week's game, Allen has shown he plays his best football in clutch moments. And he's now tied with Joe Ferguson for the most fourth quarter comebacks at 5 in the first 2 years of any Bills quarterback ever. And we're only in week 7 of his second season. But Allen and the offense really need to demonstrate that they're capable of growing and putting together a complete game for 60 minutes in which a comeback isn't necessary. And this week against Philadelphia, the league's sixth worst passing defense, Allen just might have that chance. So we shall see.
We look forward to it. Matt Sabuda, as always, great to have you with Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.